Today from the Ohio Newsroom, driving community change.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Earlier this year, WVXU in Cincinnati hosted Next Gen Radio. The organization trains the next generation of journalists, teaching them how to report and produce a non-narrated audio piece. This week, we're airing a few of their stories. Ashton Boggan produced today's piece featuring activist turned nonprofit leader Noam Barnard.
If you told me 6 years ago that this is what I'd be doing with my life, I would have probably laughed in your face. I did not aspire to be any kind of helper in the world of medical assistance. I'm currently involved as a executive director at the Coalition for Community Safety, where we do community service outreach work, mostly associated with the homeless population and folks dealing with substance use disorder. We have, in the last 5 years, supplied more than 10,000 meals to the community, approximately 5,000 boxes of Narcan every year. At the very beginning, in like June of 2020, we were kind of a ragtag team. We barely knew each other, and we were just kind of operating on a common goal to make sure folks that were raising their voices in the streets were as safe as possible. Suddenly, we were involved in training courses that were being provided by, you know, off-duty paramedics, treating head injuries, treating tear gas, rubber bullets. There's injustice happening out there all around our community. And it was kind of at that time when we started to reassess what our direction as a loosely affiliated group was going to be. So the aha moment, it was just like three of us. There's no protest tomorrow, and there's nothing else to do tomorrow, kind of thing. So now what? We're not on the streets every day, dodging tear gas canisters and stuff like that, but there's a lot of work to be done, and we've got the support, so we pushed forward and moved on to more direct community support. It seemed like the obvious next step, and I think that at least in the last 5 years, we've been doing pretty good with it. I spend a lot of time out on the streets. People know my van, they flag me down. Yeah, so what we have here is we've got your feminine products, you get tampons, got a couple of loose toothbrushes left over from the last time, fentanyl test strips. They know I have condoms, they know I have clean syringes, they know I have
Narcan,
some snacks and some bottles of water and stuff like that, and they recognize me.
Yeah.
There's a cliche statement out there in the harm reduction society that says we meet people where they're at. And I feel like that we really adhere to that to the fullest extent. I'm proud of myself and I'm proud of all our comrades that help out. And we've impacted the community in a huge way and probably not stopping anytime soon.
Ashton Boggan produced that story with Next Gen Radio in Cincinnati. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. Happy holidays. We'll talk with you on Friday.